Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of Media Relations here at Caldwell. Sometimes the world becomes the classroom. And that was the case this past March when a group of students went to Italy for a spring break course called Studying the Foundations of the Dominican Tradition in Rome. Grace Santangelo and Ennis Asani were two students who took part in this great adventure. And they join us today, along with President Nancy Blattner, who led the course. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Blattner, you and Sister Kathleen Toot, Caldwell's Vice President for Student Life, ran this trip, this course. Give us a framework of this.
Sure. Well, this is a course that's intended to meet one of the students' requirements in the enriched core in the Catholic and Dominican tradition. So the background is that the students were able to learn about the 2,000-year history of the Catholic faith, and within that context, understand the development of the Dominican order, which has its own rich 800-year history, beginning with St. Dominic in the 13th century.
Beautiful. Now, this was quite a growth experience for both of you, Ennis and Grace. Let's start academically. How did you grow from your studies?
Well, I definitely became more open-minded academically and interested in this particular subject, and it helped to actually learn about the history and actually go out and see it for ourselves rather than just read it in a book or see it on a PowerPoint.
Yeah, it just showed me how important it is to have visuals when learning something, because when you're reading it from a book, it's sometimes it'll be hard to memorize or it's just kind of boring, or even when you're watching a presentation. So having like the pictures on the ceilings of the churches and everything to look at just like ties it all together and you actually remember it because you have the memories of it.
So let's talk a little bit about those visuals. St. Dominic, St. Catherine, St. Paul, what were some of the highlights of those visuals you saw, that you visited those sites?
When we went to the Borghese Gallery outside the walls of Rome, the paintings in there were just beautiful, so detailed, and they told stories. There were so many symbols in every painting that means something, and you see it being repeated in all these pieces of artwork throughout Rome.
What were some of the Dominican sites, Dr. Blattner, that you visited?
Sure. Well, we went to Santa Sabina, which was, of course, very important because St. Dominic was there. We had the privilege that I had never experienced before of having Mass celebrated for us as a class in St. Dominic's cell, part of which retains its 13th century decor, which was just very emotional for me. We also had a wonderful experience that I think had special meaning for Grace when we went to Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, a church that was very important to St. Catherine of Siena. And the priest there said that only once a year they allow people to come in to the sepulcher where she's buried under the altar. And fortunately for us, even though her feast day is April 29th, he opened the spot for us and we were able to go in. And Grace said to the priest, why would you do that, Father? Why are we allowed to do this? And he said, perhaps it's just a moment of grace. And she said, that's my name. It was so beautiful. But we were able to do something that I know I'll never be in Rome, I doubt, on April 29th to have that experience. And to do that with these students and with Sister Kathleen, it's a memory I'll never forget.
Grace, how was that for you?
It was one of the most amazing experiences. When we went to see the tomb, I actually got very emotional when I was talking to Dr. Blattner, and I started to tear up a little bit. And I know I wanted to get a tattoo in Rome when I was there, but this experience inspired me to get the words in Italian, God's grace, to remind me of this special feeling and this special moment that I had experienced there in Rome.
And that certainly was God's grace.
Yes, it was.
Wonderful. Ennis, your background is not Christian, and you have traveled quite a bit in your life. And what was this experience this time for you in Italy?
Well, in Italy, it's a lot different than like every other country in Europe, because if you go to like Germany or Switzerland, they're all more modernized and developed. Like, they look like you're walking around New York City when you're in the city area, and when you're not, it's just apartments. It looks like America. But when you go to Italy, it's all history everywhere. You have buildings that are 2,000 years old, and they're still intact and being used just how we use buildings that were made 50 years ago here. And they're in even better shape than buildings that are 50 years old here.
Dr. Blattner, you work with the Lay Center faculty and staff there, and they work on lectures in various topics. What were some of those presentations that our students attended?
Sure. We were very fortunate. The director of the Lay Center, Dr. Donna Arsuto, actually has her doctorate, and her dissertation was focused on St. Catherine of Siena. So she's always a guest lecturer for us because she does such an enthusiastic and wonderful job speaking to the students about that particular saint. But she also talked to us about the doctors of the church. We had lectures on martyrs of the church. We had a lecture that talked about really the layering of the church that is present in the architectural remains in Rome prior to our visit of the first site that we went to, which was San Clemente, a church near the Lay Center that really is built on three different foundations of that same church going down into a house church that existed very early in the times of Christianity, in the early centuries before Christianity was tolerated and recognized as a religion for the empire. It was very, very fascinating.
You visited where St. Paul was martyred. I know that's a place that you particularly are impacted by, Dr.
Yes.
Blattner.
Tre Fontana is near St. Paul outside the walls, and it's purportedly the site where St. Paul was beheaded. And I think equally important for me and perhaps for the students was our opportunity to visit the Mamertine Prison, which is very near the Colosseum and the Forum, which is the site that St. Paul was imprisoned in the 65 to 67 AD timeframe before he was actually beheaded. And of course, that Mamertine Prison is featured in the most recent movie that came out called Paul the Apostle.
Yes.
And Sister Kathleen and I saw that right before Easter. And I have to say, we looked at that and we thought we were just there with the students. We saw that spot. We talked about it. We prayed on that site. And it made the movie just come alive in a way that it couldn't have if we hadn't been here, been there with Grace and Ennis and the other students in the class.
Wonderful. And I did have the opportunity to see that movie, and it really is wonderful.
And I think it's amazing to be at these sites where these powerful religious figures once stood. Like, we were right where they experienced all these things that we hear about in the Bible, and it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, like when you're actually there in person, it's like you can kind of feel it, like the history and everything. You can see everything that they saw, and it's just like an amazing experience, as Grace said.
Now, another treat that you had was an audience with the Holy Father. What was that like?
That was incredible in itself. Our fellow classmate Stephanie was actually blessed by Pope Francis personally, which was wonderful to experience, and we were up close with Pope Francis, and I saw his gentle and sincere personality right in front of me.
It was so poignant. I mean, I have to say that Ennis was the videographer, I guess, for the group. He was videoing and taking pictures for everyone, and all of us were cheering and we were crying. And the professional photographer who snapped a lot of pictures of Stephanie with the Pope, which are beautiful, but he also caught pictures of me waving to the Pope, and the Pope appears to be waving back, and Sister Kathleen also as well. And the students were so wonderful. They bought each, Sister Kathleen and me, an 8x10 photo of the Pope with us in the photo. And it's now on my desk in my office. I'll never take it off. It's just such a wonderful reminder of that trip and the interactions that we had with the students, but also with our Holy Father.
You talked about growing spiritually. Grace, you said that it made you a better person. Can you share about that?
Yes. Learning about these saints, how they gave up their lives for their faith, inspired me to actually be more open-minded about the faith, and they are like role models to me. And just learning about everything and being on my own in this huge city, sometimes I would just, me and my friends would just take the bus by ourselves. It made me more independent, and learning about everyone's, like the students' stories and backgrounds and how strong they are inspired my own strength too.
What did you bring back, Ennis?
Well, as you said earlier, I wasn't raised with a Catholic background, so being able to go and experience that and learn all the history of Roman Catholicism and how it first started and everyone that was important in it, and just to be able to like compare the religions, and it just like opens your mind up a lot about how like people go about their daily lives and how they
the experiences that they have. That's wonderful. Dr. Blattner, what did you and Sister Kathleen learn from the students?
You know, I've been fortunate to have been to Rome several times, and every time I learn something because I see it through their eyes. So I had a renewed excitement. I enjoyed having a smaller group of students where we really spent a lot of time together. We ate our meals together. We traveled together. And I think that, you know, Rome is a city that you can never fully absorb or see because there's always something new. And I think even, in fact, you provided us with an opportunity from a previous trip that you had made to Rome where we went and we saw the street cleaner's nativity as an example, something I didn't know existed, but was so beautiful and so lovely. And one of the things I enjoyed most about it was that we had prepared, the site is a compilation of a recreation of the village of Bethlehem, and it's made up of different rocks that have come and pieces that have come from all over the world. And so we had prepared a rock, a stone that said Caldwell University, Caldwell, New Jersey, 2018. And I'm just hopeful that at some point that that's a part of that permanent display, because we were there and in our own way as part of a Catholic Dominican institution, whether our students are Catholic or not, we are part of that bigger picture of the faith and of the history that exists there in Rome.
Our mark there. That's right. Last question, final question. How about traveling with your fellow students? What happened there?
Well, I think Ennis and I became really close with the whole group, including Dr. Blattner and Sister Kathleen. We have so many inside jokes that we wrote down, and we'll look back at them and we still laugh. And I just gained so many friendships and bonds with these students that I was able to experience Rome with.
Yeah, it's like in the beginning when you first go, you're just thinking, how am I gonna spend 10 days with these people? Like, I have no idea who they are. But then by the end, you guys are like best friends because you guys spent every day together, eating meals together, going out together, and you guys have all these inside jokes, and it's just like creating new friendships. It was really nice.
And quite a bit of gelato, too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining me. Our guests have been Grace Santangelo, Ennis Asani, and Dr. Nancy Blattner. And a thank you to our students for their production assistance, Drew Timothy and Suni Gupta. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.